the Johnson's Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, Bud Steffen, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The script is by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie. Music by the Kingsmen and Billy Mills Orchestra. Fibber and Molly join us in a moment. You know, when you go to the store tomorrow, you can really save money by buying the new 1949 Glow Coat. You can save between 29 and 49 cents. Yes, the makers of Johnson's Wax are offering the biggest bargain in their history. It's the twin can sale, and here's how it works. You'll get one can of Johnson's 1949 Glow Coat at half price when you buy one at the regular price, either pints or quarts. They're welded together. You'll save 29 cents on the twin pints, 49 cents on the twin quarts. Now, we offer you this bargain for just one reason. We want you to see how much better the new 1949 Glow Coat is. How much more brightly it makes your floors shine. How much longer that shine will last. How quickly you can transform all of your floors and linoleum. And we're so sure that you'll like the new Glow Coat that if you're not convinced, we'll refund every cent you paid plus postage. Now, everybody likes beautiful floors and everybody likes a real bargain. Here's your chance to get both. Remember, you save 29 cents on every pair of pints, 49 cents on every pair of quarts. And every drop is wonderful 1949 Glow Coat. This offer is for a limited time only, so see your dealer tomorrow. There are three things every man takes a fling at least once in his life. Carrying a cane, raising a mustache, and smoking a pipe. Well, the squire of 79 Wistful Vista quit carrying a cane when he tripped over it and fell into a mud puddle. He gave up his mustache because it made him look like a schnauzer. But look who's coming up the front walk at 79 with a new Doudine in his puss. Yes, it's himself, of Fibber McGee and Molly.
Hey, Molly, I'm home. I'm home, and I got a surprise for you.
A surprise? Well, how nice. What is it?
Well, shut your eyes and sniff, baby.
Well, it's no use, dearie. All I can detect is that horrible pipe. And that smells like boiling varnish. Come on, tell Mother, what is the surprise?
Well, it's the pipe. I got a new pipe. See, I'm smoking it. Or I would if I could keep it lit.
Oh, well, that is a surprise.
Yep.
Much more of a surprise than a new Easter hat or two dozen long-stemmed, smelly old American beauty roses. Where'd you get it?
Drugstore. It was gave me. Free.
It was what?
Free. Didn't cost me a cent. All I had to do was buy this generous trial-size can of tobacco. 3 pounds.
Trial size?
Yeah.
What trial were they thinking of? Nuremberg? Why, there's enough tobacco there to wear off 12 auctioneers.
Well, I'll smoke it, don't worry. It's a new brand they just got in from England at Kramer's Drugstore. Old Mustard Mouth.
Old Mustard Mouth.
Yeah.
Sounds like a nice, cool smoke.
Yeah. Yeah, they speak very highly of it on the can. It says a bland blend created for the particular smoker by Perique and Sons, tobacconist by appointment to His Royal Highness William of Orange.
William of Orange?
Yep.
Well, history doesn't say what he died of, but I think I know now.
Boy, I can hardly wait to get this pipe packed. I should have took up a pipe long ago. You know, I look wonderful with the pipes. Yes, sir, you saw the end of cigars around this house, Molly.
The ends were all I ever did see of your cigars anyway. The chewed up, burned out, soggy, wet end.
Well, that's over. I'm a pipe smoker now. Where's the match?
Right here.
Thanks.
My goodness. It's a noisy little thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sounds like a small boy reaching the bottom of a strawberry soda.
Well, wait till I get it going good. You love seeing me smoke a pipe. Up.
Come in. Oh, it's Ole from the Elks Club, McGee. Hello, Ole.
Hi. Holy.
Hello, Mrs. Well, McGee, what you doing? Fumigating?
No. I just got a new pipe. Kind of hard to get it lit.
Well, you just keep puffing. You got plenty of in to spare. You need a match, McGee.
No, thanks. I'll get it going okay. A new pipe is always hard to get broke in.
Well, how's everything at the Elks, Ole? Are you keeping busy?
Oh, for a janitor, it's always plenty of work, Mrs. This will wish the Elks Club is a job that keeps me jumping.
Yeah, so what? You get paid good money for it, don't you?
Oh, money's good, sure, about the rest of it, but I don't need no wheelbarrow to take it home. Here, you need match again, McGee.
Thanks.
When I get pay envelope, it's took out income taxes, took out social insecurity, took out old age pension, took out insurance. With all the took outs, it comes out almost even.
My goodness, it doesn't leave you much, does it?
When I see what it leaves me after I work all my life, Mrs., I think I have engraved on my tombstone, "Here lies Ole. He was just doing it in his time."
Well, at least you're raising a family, boy. That's something these days.
Yes, how is your family, Ole? All well?
Oh, the kids is fine, Mrs. Fine kids, too. I got to go to school, though, and talk to the teacher about Christina.
Oh?
I don't know what goes on at high school with Christina.
What's wrong? Christina flunk or something?
No, she make good grades, McGee.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, she's in track meet, too. Here's another match, McGee.
Thanks.
Athletic, is she, Ole?
Sure. Today she brings home big cup she wins.
Uh-huh.
She says it's loving cup.
Oh, swell. Won a loving cup, huh?
Sure. I don't know what they're teaching my kids. If they win cups for that, I go find out. You go.
You got a match, Molly? Oh, never mind. Here's one.
McGee, is it always that hard to get a pipe started? Mm. You're busier with your matches than the Lonely Hearts Bureau.
Well, it takes a while to break it in, is all. It'll stay lit after a while. Say, speaking of staying lit, have we heard from Uncle Dennis lately?
No, we haven't. I was wondering. Come in. Oh, it's Mayor Latrivia. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Hiya. Latrivia, come in.
Oh, hello, Molly. Well, new pipe, McGee?
Yep, breaking in a new briar, boy. Doggone it, it's out again. You got a match?
Yes, here's one. What are you smoking? Eraser crumbs?
It's a new brand of tobacco, Mr. Mayor. Old Mustard Mouth, it's called.
Yeah.
Oh, Old Mustard Mouth. Yeah, that's an interesting name. Mm. What's it made of? Suitcase handles?
No, sir. This is a very fine tobacco, boy. This stuff was made up originally for an English king, William of Orange.
Orange, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. Now that you mention it, I believe I can smell the rinds.
You smoke a pipe, don't you, Mr. Mayor? I've seen men... Oh, look at the smoke now, Your Honor.
Mm.
That's going good now, McGee.
Yeah, finally got it burning. Now, how's that, Latriv?
Well. It's smoky. But as I said to Miss Tremaine yesterday.
Oh, Fifi Tremaine. How is she, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, how's yours and Doc Gamble's romance coming, Latriv? You still running a bad second?
No, I am not running second.
Oh?
For your information, McGee, I spent all Sunday afternoon in the park with Miss Tremaine.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I held her hand.
Oh.
Her left hand, to be exact.
Well, good for you, but why not her right hand?
Dr. Gamble was holding that one. Fifi always enjoys the out-of-doors, though. She's quite a nature lover, you know. Trees, animals.
Yeah? What kind of animals does she like best, Latriv?
Mink, I believe.
Look at her smoke now.
Oh, say, you just reminded me of an appointment I have downtown, McGee.
Yeah?
I'm to address a convention of meat packers.
Hmm. Well, how in the world did McGee remind you of that, Mr. Mayor?
Are you kidding, Molly? With that ham hanging there in a cloud of smoke? Good day.
orchids for my lady.
How to keep this dead red pipe lit. I'm getting a Charlie horse in my arm from striking matches. Hey, Molly.
Yes?
Has the kid from the drugstore been here yet?
No, what's he bringing? Tank of oxygen or a pull motor?
No. Matches. I only got a handful left. Got the original pipe full of tobacco in this pipe, but I've used up enough matches to scare the pants off the forestry department.
Well, personally, I think the matches burn with more fragrance than that tobacco. This room smells like...
Well, it must be Kramer's delivery boy with the matches. Come in.
Oh, hello there, Milton.
Hi, Milt. Bring me some matches.
Sure, here's a whole carton of them.
Thanks.
You like that old mustard mouth tobacco, Mr. McGee?
Well, he wouldn't know, Milton. He's only smoked matches so far.
Yeah, I think it's a fine tobacco, Milt. Tell better, of course, when I get this pipe broke in proper. You don't smoke yet, do you, Milt?
Oh, no, not until I'm 21.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be good for me.
Very sensible, Milton. It wouldn't be good for you at your age.
No.
I'll say it wouldn't. My old man would slap the skin off of me. I smoked one of his cigars once.
Oh, a cigar, eh? Make you sick, Milt?
No, just kind of dizzy.
Uh-huh.
I went inside and laid down for a while with everybody cackling at me. And then I woke up and found I was in the hen house. That cured me all right.
Smoking?
No, wearing my good clothes when I do it. Well, I got to get back to the store. Uncle Ed will beef his brains out.
Oh, I didn't know Kramer was your uncle, Milt. You just work for him after school, don't you?
Yeah, for pocket money.
Hmm. Pocket money?
Yeah, Uncle Ed won't let me have clothes with pockets in them as long as I handle the cash at the soda fountain. So I'm saving up for him.
All
bye
right,
now.
So long. Bad kid. As kids go, and as kids go, he can. Ah, now for a good, satisfying smoke. Where's those matches? Oh, yeah.
McGee, do you have to cross your eyes when you light that thing?
Yeah. I can't see the end of the pipe if I don't. I think a pipe is kind of becoming to me. Don't you, Molly? Ever notice how thoughtful and studious pipe smokers always look?
Yes, but...
Well, I ain't kidding, Tootsie. They're studying about how to keep the dad-ratted things burning. If I can get it burning proper, you'll hand me a match. Thanks. You'll...
I'm surprised more criminals don't smoke pipes. You haven't finished a sentence since you started with that thing.
Well, as soon as I get the knack of keeping it burning, I'll show you what...
Hello, Molly. Hi, pal. Well, when did you start smoking a pipe?
You mean when will he start, Mr. Wilcox? As soon as he gets it lit. Give him another 3 days.
It's a new pipe, Junior. New pipes don't stay lit good.
I've got a TL for you, pal. Old pipes don't stay lit any better.
No?
But where'd you get that heater, pal? Christmas present?
He got it at Kramer's Drugstore on a bargain offer, Mr. Wilcox.
Yep.
It was free with 7 pounds of old saddle blanket tobacco.
It was 3 pounds of old mustard mouth tobacco.
Oh.
Well, I'm afraid you got the short end of that offer, pal. The only way Kramer can sell that loco weed is to throw something in with it.
Oh, yeah?
And you'd be surprised what people have suggested.
There are all kinds of bargain offers, I guess, Mr. Wilcox.
Molly, for gosh sakes, don't you realize...
I'm glad you said that, Molly.
Said what? What'd I say?
Oh, you said
about bargain offers, because you're so right. Now take the new Glow Coat offer,
you
for instance.
See, Molly, you see what you're
doing? I didn't do a thing. All
Johnson,
I said was...
Glow Coat dealers have a bargain that is a bargain, Molly.
Order on him.
It's a chance for more people to get acquainted with the new 1949 Glow Coat. An offer that gives you one-third more of this wonderful self-polishing floor wax for the same money. Think of it. One-third more at no extra cost.
Yeah, but have you got...
Of course, Glow Coat has always saved housewives time and effort in keeping their linoleum bright and gleaming, Molly, because it shines as it dries to a beautiful luster and needs no rubbing or buffing. But now, Glow Coat saves you money, too.
You got a match, Junior? This pipe...
So, is... if anybody asks you, Molly, just tell them to check with their nearest dealer for the new offer on the new Glow Coat with the new glow. Because the new Glow Coat with the new glow...
Hey, look, Waxy.
Yes, pal?
Can you tell me how I can keep this pipe lit?
Sure, get some different tobacco, pal.
Yeah?
That old mustard mouth is no good.
No?
My cousin, Big Meerschaum Wilcox, the radio actor, used to smoke that.
Oh. And what happened to him?
His skin turned sort of a mailbox green.
Oh.
My gosh, that's awful.
Yeah, but he looks sensational on television. See you later.
I think he was kidding. This must be a good tobacco, or they wouldn't give away a pipe with 3 pounds of it. They'd give you a pipe with 1 pound.
They could afford to give you the pipe and the tobacco just for your match business.
Yeah. You know, I'm getting kind of like the taste of matches. One of these days, I'm liable to throw the pipe away and just inhale matches.
That's what you're doing anyway, so while I go out in the kitchen and make some cookies, will you?
Come in.
Oh, it's Dr. Gamble, McGee. Do come in, Doctor.
Yeah. Come in and have a chair, baby spanker.
Well, well, well. Look at Big Chief Swamp Fire sending up smoke signals. What are you burning in that coal scuttle? Carpet fluff?
Well, it's a tobacco called Old Mustard Mouth, Doctor. But I wouldn't say he was burning it. So far, he's barely singed it.
I can't keep the dad rat thing burning, Medicine Ball. You smoke a pipe?
No, I don't. I consider a pipe a bulky nuisance.
Yeah?
You have to carry a cord and half of matches, a pipe reamer and scraper, a package of pipe cleaners, something to tamp the tobacco down with, a pouch of tobacco, and an eyebrow pencil.
Eyebrow pencil?
Yes, if you drive a car and smoke a pipe, keep burning your eyebrows off.
You just don't have enough patience, Doc.
I have enough like you, my boy.
You ever smoke any of this tobacco, Old Mustard Mouth?
She means you.
Oh. No, I haven't, but I've treated people who have.
Yeah?
That's not a bad tobacco, McGee.
No?
If you don't mind your hair falling out, your teeth coming loose, and an aroma of just having fallen into a vat of dill pickles.
It does have rather a peculiar fragrance, Doctor.
Fragrance? It smells like a hot box on a cattle train. Now look, Scatter Skull. What was the object in taking up pipe smoking, anyhow?
Oh, I don't know. There's something kind of thoughtful-looking about pipe smokers. Kind of dignified, studious, intellectual-looking.
Oh, eggplant. With that stench bomb protruding from your face, you look about as intellectual as the third man from the bottom on a lightning-struck totem pole.
Well, heavenly days, what a lovely insult.
Doctor, if I wasn't the dignified pipe-smoking type...
I'll get that, Molly. I told my office I'd be here. Hello, Gamble speaking. Who? Oh, yes, Mrs. Clatterhatch.
Her again.
Oh, is that again, Mrs. Clatterhatch? No, I'm afraid those wrinkles are there to stay, Mrs. Clatterhatch. No, facial cream won't do a bit of good. Sorry, Mrs. Clatterhatch.
You're a fine guy to consult. You might at least have let her down easy, give her a little hope.
Say, how old is Mrs. Clatterhatch, Doctor?
Oh, about 23.
23 and worried about a few wrinkles?
Oh, not her wrinkles. She's having company for lunch and wanted to know how she could smooth out some prunes.
Oh.
The King's Men and If You Stub Your Toe on the Moon.
Oh, there's nothing to be ashamed of if you stub your toe on the moon. When a dream's at the top of the sky, well, you just have to jump pretty high. But don't give up too soon if you stub your toe on the moon. Now let's just take young Harry Hadgetts, for example.
For example, take young Harry Hadgetts.
Well, young Harry Hadgetts loved making gadgets. Life needs some new things, was his claim. Hoped one or two things might bring fame. This is the last time you'll hear his name. Nobody mentions Harry's invention, but do you think that got him down? Here comes the end. If you've gadgets to mend, he's the best repairman in town. So there's nothing to be ashamed of if you stub your toe on the moon. When you start out to climb through a cloud,
well, it may get a laugh from the crowd.
But don't give up too soon
if you stub your toe on the moon.
Examine the case of Miss Springer, for instance.
For instance, let's take Sally Springer.
Oh, sweet Sally Springer, she was a singer. Lived in the ballroom up one flight. Thought of a ballroom big and bright where she would make her debut one night. Then for her trouble, pop went the bubble. Say that it's sad, but wait, don't weep. Now they admit every night she's a hit when she sings her babies to sleep. Oh, there's nothing to be ashamed of if you stub your toe on the moon. When you trudge up the hill to the peak, well, you've hardly begun, so to speak. So don't give up too soon if you stub your toe on the moon.
Again. Where's the match, Molly?
On the sink there, dearie. Watch the cookies now. They're still hot.
Okay. Ah, this dadrad thing is harder to break into than the Third National Bank. It's out again. Doggone it. What's the matter with this pipe, anyhow?
It won't burn.
You said it. And by George, I'll whip this thing yet. I give up cigars and took up a pipe. And by George, when I give up something and take up something, nothing's going to make me give up what I just took up, either. I'm going to fix this. Who's that?
It's only me, Wallace Wimple. Anybody home?
Oh. I'm here in the kitchen, Mr. Wimple.
Come on out, Wimp.
Hello, folks. I was just going to... Oh, my, Mr. McGee. Are you smoking a pipe?
He's trying to, Mr. Wimple, but the pipe won't cooperate. The score so far is one teaspoonful of tobacco and one washtub full of matches.
Yeah. Having a little trouble getting this baby to burn, Wimp. Got to get it broke in.
My, I just love to see a man with a pipe. I had a pipe one time, Mrs. McGee.
Oh.
But no more.
Oh? Did you lose it, Mr. Wimple?
No. I was going out with my pipe in my mouth one time, and Sweetie Face said, Sweetie Face, that's Mrs. Wimple.
Yes, we know.
Sweetie Face said, Wallace, you didn't kiss me goodbye.
Uh-oh.
So I quick turned around and kissed her without taking the pipe out of my mouth.
Oh.
Sweetie Face lost two front teeth, and I lost my pipe.
Well, that's tough, Wimp.
Yes. And it blew such beautiful bubbles, too.
Well, I always think, dad drat a thing, it's out again. I'm so full of phosphorus from these matches.
I never will forget the first time I ever smoked, Mrs. McGee.
Yeah?
I sneaked out behind the woodshed and made a real cigarette out of Bull Durham.
Bull Durham. How did it affect you, Mr. Wimple?
Well, did you ever see the bull on a package of Bull Durham turn white right before your eyes?
Yeah.
I still get embarrassed every time I think of it.
Oh, well, that's nothing to get embarrassed about, boy. Kids all try it and they all get sick. How old were you?
Oh, this was just yesterday. Say, are those cookies on the sink, Mrs. McGee? They look wonderful.
Yes, I just baked them, Mr. Wimple. If you'd like some...
That's out again. Why don't this thing burn? I've struck enough dad-ratted matches to... Where's there a match, Molly?
Now, take it easy. The rest of the matches are in the living room. Personally, I wish you'd give it up.
Did you ask me if I wanted some cookies?
Dad-ratted, I'll get this thing to burn, and I'll know the reason why. No dad-ratted two-bit fire is going to lift me up.
Doesn't he get excited? Say, did you ask if I wanted some...
Ah, there goes a good kid, Mr. Wimple. And stubborn as a blue-nosed mule.
Yes. Did you ask if I wanted some...
He knows that I thought the worst mistake he ever made was letting the man at the drugstore give him that pipe. But will he admit it? Will he?
I'm sure I don't know, Mrs. McGee, but did you ask if I wanted some...
Of course he won't.
Cookies?
He'll just keep striking matches till... Oh, say, Mr. Wimple, I made a batch of cookies today. They're there on the sink if you'd like.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. McGee. They look lovely. I better take some for after file, too, because...
Hey, Molly, I got it. I got this pipe deal whipped now, kiddo. I got the secret.
You what, McGee? Got what secret?
How to keep from having to light this pipe every minute. Come here. I got it going now.
Well, Molly. Good for you. I'm coming.
Here. I'll stay right here and watch the cookies, Mrs. McGee.
What'd you do, dearie? What is it?
I finally solved it, Tootsie. I finally got this dead-ratted pipe to burn. Ah, this is great.
I don't even see the pipe. Where is it?
Right there, kiddo. In the fireplace. It's been burning for 5 minutes now, and my pipe troubles are over. Come on, give me one more match so I can light a cigar.
Bibber and Molly return in just a moment. Now, let me remind you, please, for a very limited time, the makers of Johnson's Wax are making an unprecedented bargain offer to introduce you to the new 1949 Glow Coat. You can get a can of Glow Coat, the wonderful new Glow Coat with the bright new glow, for one half its usual price when you buy another can at the regular price. That means a saving of 29 cents when you buy twin pints, 49 cents when you buy twin quarts. So see your Johnson dealer tomorrow. You'll not only get a brighter glow, a longer wearing glow on your floors and linoleum, but you'll save money doing it.
McGee, why have you got all the windows wide open?
I'm smoking a cigar, kiddo. And I remember what you always say about the smell of my cigars.
Well, close the windows and move your chair over near to me.
Huh?
Puff hard and blow the smoke my way.
Huh?
After that pipe and old mustard-mouth tobacco, your cigars smell wonderful.
Well, they're really pretty awful.
I know. I was speaking comparatively.
Oh, good night.
Good night, all.
The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, and Brantford, Canada, bring you Fibber, McGee, and Molly each week at this time. Be with us again next Tuesday night, won't you? Good night.
Both detectives and housewives look for fingerprints on furniture. Detectives love to find them, but housewives hate the sight of them. That's why so many women are using Johnson's Cream Wax. The cream wax that cleans so quickly, dries so quickly, polishes so quickly, that using it is practically as easy as dusting. With Johnson's Cream Wax, you can both clean and polish a large table in a minute or two. That's because it not only cleans in a moment, it dries in a moment. So you can polish your table without waiting. What's more, there's no dust-catching oil in Johnson's Cream Wax. So tomorrow, clean and polish all your furniture to lustrous beauty. Do it with the fastest furniture polish you can buy, Johnson's Cream Wax.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. WMAQ and WMAQ-FM, NBC in Chicago.